Welcome to the Mormon to Medium podcast, where we'll talk about spirituality, the paranormal, religion, and my journey going from Mormon to medium. I'm Nanette Ride. Thanks for listening. Now let's go have some fun.
Don't be afraid.
Well, hello and welcome. This is the Mormon to Medium podcast. I'm Brad, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Nanette.
Aw, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You're so sweet.
It's your birthday week. I have to be nice.
My once a year that you're nice to me. This is my birthday week.
It is. Happy birthday.
It. Thank you.
You're welcome. In fact, you're going to hear this podcast on Thursday, and Nan will have already had her birthday.
Yeah.
Because it's on Monday.
Yes. I'm a tax baby.
Yep, she is. We're actually recording a little bit early so that we can go and celebrate for her birthday.
Viva Las Vegas.
Exactly. She's going to win big on her birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Something big.
Big's going to happen to me when I turn 58.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. You know, it'll be interesting, you know, the visitation that I had that told me something big was going to happen when I turn 58.
It's true.
See what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be something amazing.
It didn't say good or bad. It just said something big.
Something big. Get ready for it.
But it was pretty in my face. Oh my gosh. I just can't.
Oh, you should just stop now.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay. We're not just silly. We're very serious on this podcast, as you guys all know if you're listening. And we have some very serious conversation topics that we need to address.
Oh, we've been... I can't even with you.
All right. No. In all reality, we did want to talk about a couple of things because on episode number...
65.
Justice for Ace. We had a really great conversation with our good friend Bree, and her little boy was in an accident that was caused by an impaired driver, and he died. Well,
The little boy died. Yes.
And the sentencing for this impaired driver took place on the 11th.
That's correct.
And we wanted to give everybody an update as to what happened. Nan actually was able to go. I unfortunately was out of town for work, but she's there. And so I'm going to just let her go ahead and tell all about it because it was a great turnout, right?
There were so many people there to support Bree and their family and to show support for little Ace. Everybody was in orange because that's Ace's favorite color. And the courtroom was packed and they had to put everyone else in an overflow room. So it was an awesome turnout, lots of support, lots of love. And the sentencing, you couldn't ask for better, I think. So for Ace, the guy got 1 to 15 for Ace. And then there were three other people that were harmed in the accident. And so for each of those counts, he got 0 to 5. These are all to be served consecutively, not concurrently. So basically, he has to serve the sentence for Ace first, and then for the next person, then the next person, then the next person. So he's going to be in prison for a while.
Yeah, that's actually a really good thing because when they serve it concurrently, it's all four of them would have had the same time, right?
So you'd get 15 years for everyone, right?
Potentially. Or well, it really depends on, yes, it really depends on how long the parole board would say, okay, you've been good, we're going to let you go, and we're out of space in the prison and we need the bed.
Right.
So
right. And we know that they do that, so.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. But so very good news for Bree and justice for Ace.
Absolutely. And way to make some noise out there to hold people accountable and also bring some light to drunk drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very cool.
Yeah. So Brad, you kind of shook things up a little bit, made a video that we posted on social media, and we've gotten some flack and some good reviews.
Yeah,
too.
We've had a lot of good feedback on it. In fact, if you want to see it, you need to jump on our social media and you can watch it. But I was... I was scrolling through Instagram one day and I saw a couple of posts that were about Mormon history. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool and interesting. And I commented on it. And apparently I was on the wrong side because some true believing Mormons really didn't like what I had to say and jumped all over me about it. And the things they were saying really got me thinking.
Like, what would they say?
Well, they were basically talking about how, you know, tithing was a commandment and you had to give tithing and how it's sacred and things like that. And it got me thinking more about tithing. And then something came up about temple ceremonies. And then it really got me thinking about temple ceremonies. And when I started thinking about that, I connected some dots and I went, well, wait a minute. In the temple ceremony, it talks about not selling signs and tokens for money, right?
Right.
Well, it did. I found out that it has actually been changed. And that made me go,
wait, they took that out.
Yeah. They changed a lot of things. In fact, maybe we should read through it.
Okay.
And we can go over some of those changes.
Yeah.
With the changes, I did a little research and I was, like I said, very shocked that they took some of these things out. But they've actually made changes a few different times.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah, Nan, actually, they've made a few changes. So the current president of the church made changes to the temple ceremony in 2019 and then again in 2023. So what I'm going to read is the part of the ceremony that I was referring to when I realized there was an issue. So I'm just going to go ahead and role play it for you. Ready for some acting?
Oh, let it rip.
Oh, yeah. So let me set the scene here because that's important, right? So Adam and Eve, they're wandering. They're looking for...
Trigger warning.
They're looking for the further light and knowledge that Father had promised to send them. And as they're wandering, they run into Lucifer. And they start talking to Lucifer or Satan. And Peter, James, and John are there too. Right? Well, they show up.
God sends Peter, James, and John to rescue him.
He's like, holy shit, they're talking to that guy. Get down there quick. And so he gets down there. But Adam runs into them and he sees them and he goes, hey, we're looking for messengers from our Father to teach us. And Peter says, that is good. Have you any tokens or signs? Have you been true to the covenants that you made in the Garden of Eden?
Okay, pause for a second.
Yes.
I remember when I went through during this point, when Christ sends Peter, James, and John down to earth, the purpose was to go down and check to see if they had sold their signs and tokens and told Satan about them.
Interesting. Well, and there was a preacher character as well, right?
Right.
So
right.
They took that character out and changed that portion of it in 1990.
So now I'm wondering why Peter, James, and John got sent down there, because that's what they got sent to do, was to see if Adam and Eve had sold their tokens and signs. And if they took that out, what, you just got these three dudes showing up in the middle of nowhere? I don't
well,
get it.
Well, the change that they recently made, so instead of saying, that is good, have you any tokens or signs, have you been true to the covenants you made in the Garden of Eden, they took out the portion, have you any tokens or signs? So it just says, that is good. Have you been true to the covenants you made in the Garden of Eden? So literally, he's just checking to see if they're following up with their covenants at this point. So he takes out the tokens and signs portion. But we know tokens and signs are important because earlier in that ceremony, everyone is given tokens and signs so that they can have the secret handshakes to get through the veil to see God in the afterlife.
Right.
So the next thing is Satan jumps in after Peter says that and says, have you any money?
It's my favorite part.
Right. Nan quotes that all the time. Brad, I'm going shopping. Have you any money?
You're like, we have sufficient for our needs.
And yes, that is the next line. Peter says, we have sufficient for our needs. And Satan says, you can buy anything in this world with money.
As we can see.
And then Peter responds to Adam, do you sell your tokens and signs for money? You have them, I presume. Have you been true to your covenants? That's how it used to read. But now Peter turns to Adam and says, have you been true to your covenants?
Okay, but I got to interject again, because Peter, when he does this in the video, he proves to him that he's from the Father by sharing his signs and tokens at that point. So if he's not doing that, then how the hell is Adam supposed to know who the crap the dude is? Like, I don't, anybody could just say, have you been true to your covenants?
That's true. That's a good point.
It just isn't making any sense. I think you got it from a mind of a 95-year-old. Seriously. Keep going.
Perhaps. So they actually took out, do you sell your tokens for signs and money? In the original, Adam responds and says, we have them, but we do not sell them for money. We hold them sacred. We have been true to our covenants and are looking for the further light and knowledge Father promised to send us. Do you want to hear the current version or what they took out?
Yes.
They took out, we have them, but we do not sell them for money. We hold them sacred.
So they sell them for money.
Yeah. And that's where my mind really started to connect.
That's
things.
Where you hopped on.
Yeah.
Got
because
it.
Think about this. In order to go to the temple, you have a temple worthiness interview, right?
That's true.
And during that temple worthiness interview, one of the things they ask about is tithing. And if you do not answer that you have paid a full tithe,
you don't go.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's you true. Are they won't give you a recommend.
Yeah, you're no longer considered worthy.
That's true.
To attend the temple where you get the signs and tokens to be with God in the afterlife and to be with your family in the afterlife. So when I looked at the temple ceremony and it said, we don't sell our signs and tokens for money, I looked at it and said, well, maybe you're not supposed to, but they sure as shit do.
Right.
Because you can't go there unless you give them the money.
100%.
But now they've taken those phrases out. Now, did they do that because people started going, well, wait a minute. It says we don't sell our signs and tokens for money, but I can't come here unless I pay you.
It's true. And with all of the media about the money that the church has.
Yep.
I think that they're trying to CYA a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was, is it's just part of the big rebranding that they've been doing. They're trying to change it. And it's literally part of that whole gaslighting that so many exmos have recognized, where they go, I was taught all of these things my entire life, and now they're saying, no,
it's this way.
You were never taught that.
Exactly.
And everyone's like,
but yes, I was.
This is not a Mandela effect. We are not in an alternate universe. You taught us this shit.
It's true.
It's just they're changing things out of convenience. But it really bothered me. I was...
You were fired up a little bit.
I was a little bit fired up. I wasn't necessarily angry, but I think it's despicable.
It is despicable.
That they would change things to try and manipulate people.
Right, right. And people shouldn't be manipulated, especially when it comes to their belief systems. Well, and all of it hinging on their eternal salvation.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, or being with your family in the afterlife.
Exactly. You're not going to get any of that because you're not paying your tithing and you're not doing the check boxes, so...
But I always want to be with my own family.
Oh, gosh, stop. You just blew my mind right there, and now I don't even know what I was going to say.
Show me how I can. Welcome to our life. I sing songs that trigger Nan.
Truly.
But that's why she loves me.
No, I love you because you make me laugh every single day and because you're hot.
It is getting warm. It's springtime.
No, I'm not saying warm. I'm saying you're hot sauce.
Thank you.
Super handsome husband.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was the whole thing that I talked about on the reels that you posted on the Mormon to Medium Facebook and Instagram pages.
I remembered what I was going to say.
Oh.
So, technically, as a member, you could go in, you could pay your tithing for... let's say a couple of months, go get your temple recommend interview, go get your signs and tokens and be like, bag this shit, because you already, you'll know the signs and tokens so you can get into heaven, right?
That is true.
Yeah. So you that's technically a valid point. Could do that.
Yeah. Because as long as you know the secret handshake and the verbiage to say.
But let's be real.
Yeah, you're good.
yeah, it's so overwhelming. You don't get it the first time around.
Not three times.
On the field, if you want me.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But you know what? You've gotten a lot of shit from people.
Yeah, there are some folks who are like, we don't care what your opinion is. and that's okay. I'm fine with that because...
I'm not.
No, you should be.
No.
Nan gets all mama bear. I've got to protect him.
No, it's not that I need to protect him. Here's my deal. People can think and feel the way they want to, but if they can't say it nice, then fuck off. Don't say it. If you can't be nice about something on my page, don't freaking say it.
That's way meaner than Thumper's mom said it.
You know what? It ticks me off because, okay, people should not be telling us how to act and how to believe. And assuming, I mean, we don't go around telling them how ridiculous their religion is.
Well,
all the things that we...
I kind of did.
But no, what you said, though, was truth. It was real. Like, yeah,
it was literally
you didn't
my...
make it up.
Well, it was literally my feelings about something that I had learned. And was I trying to bash? No, but it's part of my reconstructing, right? Going, okay, this is what I was told forever, and now it's changed, and
so it's part
I'm
of your journey.
Out.
So why should you not share your journey?
Yeah,
and why should it not be respected and honored? It's your journey. I think people need to respect each other, no matter where we're at on our journey, and that's what takes me off. People need to stop making everybody believe like they do. Like, but, just shut up.
But you know what? That's okay. I actually welcome that.
I know you
I
do,
think
and
it's
I
good.
Don't. I want people to be nice. And you can have a healthy conversation with someone without being a dick.
Do you know what, though? They can be a dick, and I will be nice, and it's just fine. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So you just let them do their thing.
I'm your balance, so.
You are my balance. In fact, I probably need a balance after that, going through all that. Maybe you need a balance. Maybe that's why you're so feisty.
I'm an Aries, and it's my birthday. I can do whatever I want.
You're like,
I'm sassy. No, I really do feel like that. Kindness is power, and people need to be kind and respectful to each other, no matter where we're at on our journey or our belief system. We're still spirits, and that's the one thing we have in common.
So you shouldn't be telling people to fuck off?
They can fuck off if they're going to be unkind on my wall, is what I'm saying. If they're going to put it on my Facebook page, especially against my husband, I'm going to crawl through there and I'm going to light a black candle. That's what I'm going to do.
It's all good. Nah, no one needs that kind of juju. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to for the last week.
Yeah, just shaking up the social media.
And Nana's actually an incredible Instagram marketer.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If you haven't
seen the beautiful posts that she puts up on Instagram, you got to go to Mormon to Medium Podcast on Instagram and check it out, because she puts up some really cool stuff.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been pretty fun.
She's definitely a sage.
I'm definitely a sage.
Yep. She is
sage all the social media crap. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm thinking about the sage who is wise and shares her wisdom and light and love with the world.
Speaking of sage, our brand new website is up, and it is zenergysage.com. It's gorgeous.
It actually is. It's a very beautiful website. And if the lady who created it wants to sponsor us, I will put her name on the podcast.
Oh! But if you like to book a balance or a reading or healing, go ahead and go to that page. You can also see our story and listen to our podcast right from there.
Yes, you can. And, you know, the cool thing is a lot of people get stuck up on, oh, Nan's the medium, the psychic medium. I can just do a psychic reading. But she really does phenomenal work with trauma balances and helping people to really see their inner light. It's really amazing after she works on someone to see the changes in them.
I truly have the best clients because they're hungry to heal. And, you know, so many people out there, and please don't take this wrong, it's just what I've learned, and I've hated having to have to learn this, but so many people out there are comfortable with their pain because it's what they've known.
Yes.
And they don't know their life without the pain. But it is so beautiful on the other side of the pain. It's so beautiful on the other side of PTSD. On the other side of grief, on the other side of, you know, all of these old belief systems that tell you that you're not loved, you're not good enough, all of these things. When you get to the other side of it and you figure out who you truly are, you are unfuckable with. It's so cool. And I love my clients. They're amazing.
They really are amazing people. And you know what? With that, you really have to kind of grow through it, right? You need to be that little flower that grows in the middle of a sidewalk and just grow through it.
It's true. And we eat an elephant a bite at a time. So it's not like you come in one time and voila, you're done.
Dun, it's, dun, dun, dun.
It's a little bit at a time, and your body is going to let you heal a little at a time, keeping you safe, right? So it's really, I get to stand in some sacred places and watch people grow and watch them stretch and get a little uncomfortable and sit in their stuff and then come out the other side just like a phoenix. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So if you want to book, you can click on the link that's in the show notes or go to zenergysage.com and book directly from the website. But definitely do it. Jump on board. What are you waiting for?
So true.
Folks, we want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to us. We sure appreciate it. And we love you guys. Make sure that you share some of that love back and give us a good rating and help us grow. Tell your friends and family to go listen to the Mormon to Medium podcast.
We love you. And we are sending lots of good vibes your way and hope that you have a fantastic week. And we will see you
on the other side of the veil.